Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. Welcome to another wonderful Wednesday here at NABWIC Talks. I am your host, Zakiya Flagg from Flagg Labor out of Union, New Jersey, offering manpower on demand to general contractors and builders. We have another amazing show for you today. We wrapped up last month talking with NABWIC members all over the country as we did our NABWIC Talks month for just members in April. But I'm happy to say we have another NABWIC member joining us in the studio today, Ms. Audrey Cawton. She's going to speak today with Odedra Williams, and they're going to chat about her journey. But before we do that, I'd like to introduce some of our podcast co-hosts, behind-the-scene rock stars that are always here in the studio to keep this party going. Jackie Perry, our marketing chair and our hero here at NABWIC as far as marketing is concerned, owner of Data Architect IT Consulting Company. Ursula Odoms, a motivational speaker, owner of Ursula's History Shop, and Ursula has dedicated herself to making sure women's voices are heard. Next up, Gerald Barnes, our partner and consultant extraordinaire. Mr. Barnes has supported many business owners in achieving their goals and dreams. And Odedra Williams, she is a real estate development economic developer, and she's also going to have the conversation later on today with Ms. Audrey Cawton. But before we do that, before we bring them both into the studio, I have to introduce you guys to Ms. Ann. She is our leader. She is the powerhouse behind MCO Construction and the visionary founder of NABWIC. Ann's leadership and consistency has paved the way for countless women in the construction industry. Ms. Ann, good morning, Ms. Ann.
Good morning. Listen, Zakiya, good morning. I always like to say, Zakiya, if I were any better, you know, I would be you, Ursula, Jackie, Odedra, and not Gerald, but I would be all of the above. I am so excited, but then I'm always excited, because we have really began to raise the bar in so very, very, very many ways that it just continues to encourage, inspire, and uplift our members, our partners, our sponsors, and especially the children who are watching us elevate this industry of construction. And I always like to remind our listeners that as the voice of the construction industry, our vision continues to be to build lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will continue to provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions in the construction industry. And Zakiya, one of the ways we do that is by hosting our billion-dollar luncheon. And next week, we will have one of the largest, you know, last month it was large, facilities. We have 4 presenters. This month is knocking it out of the park. So on the 8th of May, 2024, in case you're listening to this in the future or in the past, we are having five, not two, not three, not four, not even, yes, but five bring their billions of dollars in opportunity to our members. And so we want to encourage all of you to go to our website at nabwic.org, but also remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm really promoting that a lot because we are putting all of our marketing material and information on our YouTube channel. You know, I can go on and on and on and on, but I won't do that today because we have a very special guest that we are waiting to hear her story. And I am inspired, if I've not said this to you in a while, Audrey, I am really honestly inspired by you because when we first met, you have always been a giver and a servant to this organization. And I'm not going to get into your bio. You know, the team will do that. But I really just want everybody to know that you have a servant's heart. And every time our leadership asks for somebody to do something, you raise your hand. And from my heart to all of the hearts inside of NABWIC and our leadership, we really want you to know how much we appreciate you, love you. Kia, let's get this party started.
All right, all right, all right. There you have it from our leader, Miss Ann. And with that said, I am going to jump right into Audrey Cawthon's bio just to give you guys a little bit of background and history about her. She is a Navy veteran turned project manager, professional entrepreneur. With a storied military career over two decades and an impressive educational journey culminating with an MBA in project management, Audrey's transition into this civilian sector has been nothing short of inspiring. Audrey co-founded Longbrier, I hope I pronounced that right, Loganbrier Landing Property Solutions, a South Carolina-based firm specializing in providing short-term corporate housing solutions. As she discusses the operations and behind her business, Audrey also shares insights into her company's exciting pivots toward construction project management. The strategic shift aims to streamline organizational process and manage construction projects from intuition to completion, ensuring efficiency, timelessness, and budget adherence. Audrey's narrative is a compelling tale of transition, leadership, and adaptation. From managing behind technical projects in the Navy to facilitating comfortable accommodations for traveling professionals and now moving toward overseeing construction projects, her journey amplifies resilience and strategic foresight. We are looking forward to hearing from Audrey. We're going to take a short break. I'd like to remind everybody, if you want to call in, please call in to 714-459-3918. Again, that's 714-459-3918 if you'd like to call in and speak with Audrey. But right now we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Audrey and Odija will join us in the studio, and they're going to have a conversation. We'll be right back.
Detroit Voltage. We keep the lights on. We power Detroit. Master electrician, electrical contractor, minority owned, black owned, woman owned. Your safety and satisfaction is our main priority. Residential, commercial, federal. Safety, time, and expertise. Bonded and insured. Contact us. Detroit Voltage, 1-800-258-1352. Info at DetroitVoltage.com. www.DetroitVoltage.com.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Odija, and I am so excited for another edition of NABWIC Talks and super excited to be talking to our guest, Audrey. How are you today, Audrey?
I'm doing good. Good morning. Good morning. I am doing well.
Great. Thank you so much for being on with us today. Zakiya was able to read your bio, so you've had an extensive background. And I know you and I have talked offline about some of the new things that you're doing. So just congratulations. Thank you for your service to our country, first of all. And thank you for all the things that you're doing right now. So let's hop right in. So tell us a little bit about what's new for you. I know that you were doing construction management, but now you're hopping into real estate investing. So what are you doing right now? What excites you right now?
So right now, I'm not actually doing any construction management or construction project management yet. However, I did interview for a job at my first interview for like 2 weeks ago, and then I had my second interview on Monday, and I got hired on, and I start work tomorrow, but not as a construction project manager because I don't necessarily meet all the qualifications, but they're going to start me out in the administrative side of the construction industry. So I'm excited about that. There is opportunity for growth. And that's what inspired me, and that's why I accepted the position, because there is opportunity to grow within that industry or that organization.
Okay, well, congratulations on your new venture. That sounds exciting.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm sure you're well with that. So how has your military background, how has that allowed you to transition into some of your work? I'm always really inspired to hear about when military veterans and people who are in the military, how they're able to transfer their leadership experience and just their the things they've been through, how they're able to transition that. So how has that helped you?
It has helped a lot because a lot of the things that we do in the military, of course, are not – you know, on the civilian side, we don't do a lot of what we do. Or on the civilian, I'm sorry, I can't. We don't do a lot of what we do in the military on the civilian side, if that makes sense. So it's actually been an easier transition in that aspect. Sometimes when I ask someone a question or I'm doing something, they're like, oh, you know, This is good but for me it's normal, but on the outside it's something that the industry or the corporation need or the civilian side needs. So in my head I'm thinking, okay, this is normal for me, you know, this is what I do. But on the civilian side it's something that is, I see that it's something that is needed. And I'm finding that more and more each day, everywhere I go, basically. Skills or experience, not just my leadership skills, but, you know, a military member's leadership skills and all the skills that we developed in the military is definitely something that is needed out here. And I'm intrigued or inspired by that because I had no idea how, you know, my transition from the military was going to be to the civilian sector. I am still growing out here in the civilian world, so I just retired in 2021. So 2021, I retired. So I still consider myself, you know, still learning, still growing. And even if I didn't retire, I'm always the person that is, you know, always going to learn something. I'm always willing to, you know, open my mind, have an open mindset for growth. So that's another thing that I'm always doing. I'm always looking for that next thing. I'm always looking for that next opportunity to grow. And if I can help organizations grow in that aspect as well, and we can merge the two, then, you know, I'm sold.
I love that. And you are definitely, like Ms. Ann said, you're definitely helping the NABWIC organization to grow and continue to be prosperous. So tell us how you got into NABWIC and how long you've been a member.
So I started following the association about 2 years ago, because I remember myself being behind a computer. Actually, it was more than 2 years ago because I was still in the military. So I started researching because it's like, you know, I have to have something else. I have to do something outside. So I want to know. I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do at the time. I started looking into real estate investing and wholesaling. And I was like, okay, well, I need to find the people who are already out there doing this stuff. So somehow, some way, I can't remember exactly how I came across NABWIC, but I found NABWIC online. And I just, you know, from there I started following in the background, So I've been following NABWIC for a couple of years. I didn't actually join the association until December of last year. So when I got to Florida, I think I reached out to the Florida chapter. And I started attending meetings. That was back in February of 2023. So I was attending meetings. And then I saw how, you know, the leadership of NABWIC, you know, in the Northeast Florida chapter, I saw how hard they were working and trying to recruit people, and they needed people. I was like, well, you know, I have all this experience. I have all these skills. Let me get in here, you know, and help them because I see how hard they're working you know, trying to, you know, get people into the association and help build this chapter down here. I was like, well, I have the skills. I have, you know, I have the time, obviously, because I'm retired. So let me just, you know, help them out. Because I really do see how hard they were working to try to recruit people. But I didn't join the association until December 2023. So it's been about almost 5 months since I've been a member.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for your membership. And what has your experience been like so far? So if anyone's thinking of joining, what would you recommend for them?
It's been amazing. What I would recommend for them is to find out who the leadership is of their local chapter, or if not their local chapter, you know, there's the national chapter, and they can, you know, go online to nabway.org and, you know, find out exactly who and, you know, which chapters are, you know, available. But I do recommend it because I love that there also is an opportunity for growth within this association. And I'm willing to, you know, utilize my skills in order to help the organization grow. I love that we are the voice of Black women in construction, because for so long, even in the military, you know, our voices were a little, I'm going to say, suppressed as Black women, as Black, you know, individuals. So I love how we're able to, and Ms. Ann, oh, so amazing. I love how she gives us the opportunity to, you know, expand our voices. To whereas, you know, if we were in another association or another organization, or just even out here in the civilian world, you know, we don't necessarily have that voice. You know, it's limited. You know, some may have it, but it's very, very limited. But within this association, you know, if there's something that you want to do within the construction industry, or, you know, you have the people. The people are in place to help you. And that's another thing that I love about this association. Because even with me, you know, I'm starting out into the construction industry. I feel the opportunity is there. I feel that the opportunity is there for growth. Now, this job opportunity came from someone that I met in NABWIC. That's why, you know, you should join the association. This job opportunity that I start tomorrow came from someone in NABWIC. So the networking is there. You just have to get out there and, you know, network and, you know, get to know people. Get to, you know, you're going to like. I love everybody that I've met in this association. Everybody's just so warm. And I feel like I can be myself around the ladies here. I don't know. I just love it. I love it. I love what we stand for. I'm also amazed at the fact that we pray before every single meeting. Now, I was sold on that. And it's just how Ms. Ann, she's going to get us in check, whether it's indirectly or directly. And that's another thing that I love about this association. I love that our leader is so humble, approachable. I love that. To whereas, again, anywhere else, I've never been anywhere else where I felt this comfortable. In the military, I've never been anywhere else that, you know, I felt this comfortable and where I'm able to, you know, express myself freely.
Wow, I love that. That's awesome. Thank you so much for that. So we are glad once again to be talking to Audrey Cawthorn, and we are NABWIC Talks. We're going to take a really brief commercial break, and then when we come back, we will continue to talk with Audrey and learn more about what she's up to. Again, this is NABWIC Talks, and I am your co-host, Odedra. Thank you for joining us.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young Black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
All right. Thank you so much. I always love those commercial breaks. Yeah. So, Audrey, thank you again for joining us. This is Odedra, your host, with our other studio host, and we're talking to Audrey Cawthorn. Audrey, could you tell us a little bit about the business that you started, Logan Breyer? Could you tell us a little bit about that? What motivated you to start your business as well?
So my I started my business the same month that I retired from the military. So within the same month, I started my business. And what inspired me the most is I always felt like, you know, I have this in me. I have something in me to where, you know, I want to do more in life. My why. Now, I have a daughter. My daughter's 28, and I do have two grandkids. One is 9, and one is 4. So they are my why. I want to build something, you know, for them. I want, you know, we always talk about legacy and generational wealth. But I want to build something, you know, that they're going to have when I leave this earth. I'm from a huge family. My mom, my grandpa, my grandparents had 12 kids. 12 kids. And I'm from a small town called Jonesville, South Carolina. Not a whole lot of opportunities there. So when I was growing up, I was like, no, this can't be life. There's got to be more out there, especially, you know, I'm looking at people on TV, you know, in their business suits, carrying in their briefcase. I was like, how can I get there? Because I know that I can do this. I have it within me. I feel it. And from there, I just thought it was so much more in life that I could do. Now, I'm going to go back a little bit. I know you're asking how I started my business, but this all transpires and motivated me, to start my business. So, again, from a small town in Jonesville, South Carolina, pregnant at 14, had my daughter when I was 15. Again, she's 28, two grandchildren, all of that. And again, I'm going to go back to saying, you know, there's more to life because I thought my life was over at 14. I literally cried. At the age of 20, I ended up joining the military. I joined in August of 2001. And we all know what happened in September of 2001. Guess where I was? As a small little country girl at the age of 20, I was in boot camp during September 11th, fearful, cried, like, oh, my God, scared. It's just bringing back memories. So I was scared. I ended up getting over my fears. And, you know, I always have a faithful background, faith, I believe in God. And so that's what I linked my, you know, trust in. I was like, okay, I'm going to trust this. I'm going to trust that, you know, everything's going to be okay. 20 years later, ended up retiring. So here we are today. I retired back in 2021, started my business in the same month of August, and just wanted to do more. Wanted to leave a legacy. The whole reason for me joining the military was for my daughter. I was like, okay, you know, I want a better life. There's got to be more, you know, being from a small town in South Carolina. And my business is named after my grandkids. My granddaughter's name is Logan. My grandson's name is Landon. So I was like, you know, I'm going to be creative. I'm going to try to, you know, use this and, you know, create something for them because it's not necessarily for me. It's for them. And that's one of the reasons why I'm like, okay, I'm going to pivot. I'm not stopping. I'm going to pivot. So now I can get into corporate rental, corporate leasing. How I found that was through a networking group. Again, I've been networking since I've been out of the military. Networking until, you know, it's become exhausting. I'm still going to continue to network, but I think that I would offer this advice to anyone. Network until you find your tribe and network within your tribe. That's one of the things that I've learned. Okay, I networked until I found my tribe, and then I started networking within my tribe. Because I don't know if, you know, a lot of people, I got burned out from networking. So corporate leasing, that's how I found training within this networking group. And the training was on corporate leasing. And then I ended up starting. It was the easiest thing for me to get into. So before that, I started trying to wholesale. So real estate, I knew that I wanted to do real estate investing after all my research and all of that. I knew that, okay, yeah, real estate investing is for me. That's what I want to do after I retire. So I initially started with wholesaling. I ended up spending more money than I was making, which was nothing. I didn't make any money. So I hired a virtual assistant and everything. It was just too much. I was up late at night, and I was like, you know, it just doesn't feel right. So I knew if it doesn't feel right, then it's probably not right. So then, again, I went into corporate leasing through this and, again, developed an interest for corporate leasing where I partnered with apartment communities in subleasing their units to traveling professionals. About 90% of my guests were medical professionals. So I did that for about 2 years. Things started to change, and we just felt that it wasn't the right thing for our business anymore. So actually, I just closed down my second short-term rental March 31st. So I'm still new in this pivoting era over into construction project management. But it is still like it's on time because March 31st was about almost a month ago, and I already have a job in the construction industry, less than a month. So that's how, you know, everything transpired, and what motivated me to start my business and why I'm going to keep going in this industry.
Wow. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. It's so powerful. And I love what you said, to network until you find your tribe and then network within that tribe. I think that is amazing advice for any, busy professional or people who are starting their career. And, you know, how do I get involved? Well, you have to get involved by networking and letting people know who you are. But then, like you said, it can be exhausting if you're going in a thousand different directions. So if you're able to kind of key in on what you want to do and then find that tribe and then talk to the people there. And I think that's what I love so much about NABWIC as well, is that there's so many women. We have men, obviously, too, because Gerald's on. But, you know, we have so many people who do so many different amazing things. So you just never know someone's story, just like what you were sharing about your story. You know, it's just, it's powerful. You said that at 14, you found yourself pregnant, and then, you know, I'm sure that you just had a myriad of emotions, but now on the other side of that, you're naming your company after your grandkids and you're leaving a legacy for them. And so you've empowered, and you can, you know, be an inspiration for other young women who may be in that same exact situation, because as women, we know that we can get pregnant. So, you know, it's a struggle to try to find your place in this world. And so we really appreciate that you are doing that and have done so great as that. So would love to know on a personal level, what are some books that you're reading, and something that, or it could just be one book, that's really inspired you and that you feel like we should tap into?
Well, I don't have any books that I'm reading right now. I did order the Power Moves book by Sarah Jakes Roberts, who is my, I actually just joined their church last Wednesday. I think it was last Wednesday, after going or doing the e-church for about 2 years. I can't wait to get her book because I feel that she is so inspiring and so powerful. One of the things that she said, because I listened to her, I have to put her on repeat. I have to put her on repeat. One of the things that she said was, you know, people always tell her that she's powerful and she's, you know, this or she, you know, but she said, I can't remember, and I don't want to misquote, but the power comes from being obedient. And it was something else that she said. So, again, she is just a phenomenal human being. She's a phenomenal human being. And the book that I can't wait to get her book, Power Moves, because I know that my life will probably change again after reading that book. I'm going to more than likely make a post about, you know, what I've learned from that book. And I can't wait to share. I can't wait to share with my NABWIC family. I do consider NABWIC as family, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I do want to open it up if any of the co-hosts have any questions as well. And Audra, you are just all over the place. I love that about you. I met you in Charlotte at a at the Charlotte Build Expo, and you were telling me that you were from the South Florida. Is it North Florida? Which Florida chapter are you in? North or South? Northeast, yeah, so you're from the Northeast chapter. I'm like, wow, that's so cool that you came here for this. And then we were talking a couple of weeks ago, and you said you had come to Atlanta to go on a real estate tour for someone who I follow, Clive Davis.
Yes.
So you, when it comes to going after what you want, you don't stop. You are here, you are there. How do you do it? How do you manage? Do you just look at different events that you want to go to and just say, okay, I'm going to go? What's that process like for you?
So I feel like Clive Davis. Absolutely love him. He's another approachable, humble human being. I like him. I don't necessarily know, or I haven't worked with him yet, but I from his spirit, I feel it. And so I know him. I do follow a lot of people. So I'm getting to still, you know people in the multifamily industry. I do have another lady that I'm working with who's my general partner. Oh, also, I'm sorry, I didn't tell everybody this, but I am a multifamily investor. Picked up my first deal last year, and we're getting ready to close on our second deal, actually, this month. Still new to that industry. I'm a passive investor or limited partner, so I don't have, you know, much knowledge on, you know, multifamily because I'm still new to the industry. I feel like I found my tribe. So, again, I'm networking within that tribe. Now, if someone else or something else come along that I'm interested in, I'm going to pretty much network in that industry. But right now, I feel like I found my tribe. And, again, with the multifamily industry, it feels – that tour felt like, you know, everybody on that tour was my family. And that's how I like to be made feel. I mean, I like to, you know, feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. And, again, I love your spirit of just going and, you know, just engaging people and learning and growing. So I love that. Do we have any questions from any of the other co-hosts?
I do. This is Jackie Perry, and I would be remiss if I did not come on. I may not necessarily have a question, but just a comment. I just want to say to Audra, she is a member of the local chapter in Northeast Florida, down in Jacksonville, and that's my chapter as well. Mm-hmm. And so we are comrades in the in the mission. So Audrey, she's very, very active in our local chapter. She's an invaluable member there. She's known for her participatory spirit, as we've already said, and then that passion for making a difference. But I just wanted to say to you, Audrey, with all of your experience, you know, the military, your educational training, the entrepreneurial ventures that you've already started, I just want to say how much I admire your courage in being ready to pivot and acquire new skills, how you're channeling your interests into the construction sector. And now with embracing the new role, you start your new job on tomorrow, that promises to enhance your expertise even further, and we're confident that that endeavor will also lead to the birth of another entrepreneurial venture that's driven by your relentless effort and dedication. So I just wanted to say on behalf of our president, Ms. Diane King Flowers, and all the members of the Northeast chapter, we want to thank you for what you've already done to build up our chapter, to help us grow, to show all that interest and passion, which is very contagious. So we've got other people, you know, that are wanting to be involved as a result. But I'm not going to take up a lot of time, but I just wanted to come on and just let you know how valued and how much we appreciate you. And thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Jackie.
Yes, thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from the co-host today? Okay, well, if not, Audrey Coughlin, thank you so much for being our guest today. Are there any parting words that you would like to leave us with, any words of encouragement or inspiration that you want to share with us?
So alignment, okay? And being intentional about who you align yourself with or what you align yourself with. I think that is extremely important, especially like for the younger people. Find people that fit your future, where you want to go, and then start aligning yourself and being intentional about aligning yourself with the right people or the people that are in the industry, wherever you want to go. And I always like to, you know, talk to the younger crew and motivate them and inspire them. And one of the things, one of the events that came up here in the Northeast Florida chapter was the Construction Career Days, where we got to mentor young adults, individuals. And a lot of them already knew what they wanted to do, and it wasn't construction. And a lot of them did not know what they wanted to do. So one of the things that I told them was, see yourself 20 years from now. And then for the older crew, I guess maybe 5, 10, what you want to be or where you want to go, you know, 5, 10 years. But for the younger individuals, see who you want to be, see your higher self, not anyone else, but your higher self 20 years from now, and then work like, you know what, to get there. So that's one of the things that I wanted to, I don't know if there are any younger people on the line, but that's one of the things that I would always tell, you know, the younger crew whenever I'm around them and mentoring them, that they have to, you know, see themselves in a higher, see their higher selves today. I mean, you're going to have your fun now, and you're going to have your friends, but you also have to think ahead too. You know, live your life for today, yes, but also think where it is that you want to go 20 years or be 20 years from now.
So, I love it. I love that. I love all of that. You've dropped so many inspirational gems today, and we really appreciate you. Network until you find your tribe, and then network within that tribe. See where it is that you want to be. Be fearless in your attempt and what you want to do, and go after that. Don't be afraid to travel and get out there. So thank you so much for that. We appreciate you. We appreciate your leadership in NABWIC. We appreciate who you are and how you show up in the world. Again, this is NABWIC Talks, and this is Odedra. We've been talking to Audrey Coughlin, and we're just super excited that she was able to join us today. As always, please go to NABWIC.org to find out more about NABWIC, and then join us next Wednesday again with another episode of NABWIC Talks, and then also join us for our billion-dollar luncheon on next Wednesday as well. You can go to NABWIC.org to find out about that and sign up, or search us on Eventbrite, NABWIC, NABWIC on Eventbrite, and you can sign up for the billion-dollar luncheon next week. Thank you again. This is Odedra. We have with us Zakiya, Ms. Jackie Perry, Ursula, Ms. Ann McNeil, and also Jared Barnes in the studio with us. And as always, we'll be back every Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. with another episode of NABWIC Talks. Thank you so much.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.